I answer in Christian terms, but no doubt the same ideal can be put into the language of other things. It is to bring about the kingdom of God on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yes.
Question 6. How does one achieve that goal? By seeking guidance, hope, strength, and the power to accomplish one's humble part towards its achievement. By seeking it through prayer, through contact, and the power we call God. Your question 7. How could Christianity and Krishna consciousness cooperate for the general benefit of the British people? Now, here I find it difficult to answer. I say I cannot pretend to be able to answer this, for I have no deep knowledge of Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, I must say that I do not believe that Christianity, even in cooperation with Krishna consciousness, can more particularly benefit the British people than people of other nationalities. I wouldn't like to convert from the heart of the British people. I say the whole people of the world. Now, your last question, I'm afraid I haven't typed it tight. It's written on your copy, but not on...
I can read it.
I've got a printed copy here.
I can read it.
You read it, yes.
I read it.
You read it, yes. Sorry. Shall I read it out? The other thing here. Shall I read it out? Shall I read it out? Well, the eighth question, I skip you for catching my dream. I wrote this. I had it. How is God realized? And what are the different features? My answer is, He is realized in the world through the divinely inspired actions of man. The different features are, to mention only some, acts of courage, acts of love, compassion, and sacrifice. Acts of creation in art, literature, music, and science. And on the more personal side, the sense of the numinous experienced in sacred places and situations. The joyous wonder of natural beauty. And on rare occasions, for those who are so favored, the ecstasy of mystical experience. Well, those are short answers to your question. In all humility, thought over them. You see, I've got a scientific training. I'm not so concerned as you are, perhaps, with the great utterances of the past. But the right view, God is living today as much as He was in the past. And well, the great words of the great prophets in our own religion and of Jesus are of tremendous importance, and Paul and the others. To my mind, they're no more important than the manifestations of the will of God, the power of God, the voice of God, the experience of God, working now, today. And I think we've got to show the world that we aren't just living with a religion that's founded simply on the utterance of the past, but what is a living religion that can alter the world and that can be as vital in any country of the world. I want to see something like science. Science, as I said, is not just confined to one country. It has a universal application.
Yes.
And I believe a religion that can embrace
Christianity,
possibly part of Buddhism, and so on, can be brought together to show mankind that there is a living force in the world. Quite as powerful as the force of atomic energy.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to collect experience that we all, I hope, at any rate, begin to convince the intellectual world that here is something that is really vitally important in man's makeup. Something that I think is important biologically as sex, because I think man's whole development has been through the power of God within him.
Yes. Everything which is in God, that is partially represented in man. Because every living being is part and parcel of God.
Yes, that's just what I feel.
Yes, I know. Mama Ivan says you will move up.
God is partly transcendent, but He's inside the self too.
Here is the Bhagavad Gita verse in the 15th chapter. mamai bam jiva bhuta.
The first part of the statement was that everything that is in the body is partly represented in that.
Yes.
That was the first part.
Yes.
So, here, there are, of course, a number of problems of human life. Yes, there are a number of problems. Just like when a man becomes diseased, particular type of disease, suppose he is attacked with, infected with typhoid fever. So, he has got so many symptoms. But the diagnosis is, doctor says that he is infected with typhoid fever. Similarly, our one problem is that we do not know what is cause. Why this problem? The human form of life is particularly a gift of nature for understanding God. Because in the human society, there is attain to understand God, either as through Christian religion or Hindu religion or Mohammedan religion or Buddhist religion. In every civilized human society, there is a kind of institution through which they want to know God. Therefore, the problem of human life is to know God. There is no other problem. These economic problems, other problems, that is our creation. Actually, they are our artificial problems. Because what is our problem? Eating, sleeping, making, and defending. We have to eat something, we have to live somewhere, we must have our sex life, and we must defend. These are four problems of living in city.
Yes, but I am saying that these which are true as economic problems, there is an overpopulation, there is
No, that we do not accept, that there is overpopulation. There is mismanagement.
Well, there is malnutrition, there is...
No, that is our mismanagement.
Yes.
Just like I said, that I've studied all over the world and seen, there are immense potencies. In my opinion, if we all nations of the world, as United Nations, if you have got really brain and if we are really anxious to solve the problem, so far, overpopulation is concerned. 10 times overpopulation, as at the present, can be provided by the production of the world. 10 times.
But in 300 years' time, if we go on at the present rate, we should have exceeded that.
No. Another thing, that is the problem. We do not believe in God. That is the problem.
Well, I agree.
That scares me. Because from basic Indian family understand, eka ju bahunam vidudhati kama, God alone provides everyone with all the necessities of life. And in your Christian faith also, you ask God, give us our daily bread. You accept that God is the supplier. So, there is no question of population. The population may increase 100 times what it is now. God is able to provide. But we do not believe in God. That is our main disease. that we can see in the jungles in Africa. There are hundreds and millions of elephants. Who is supplying the food? They eat at a time, tongs. And they are also eating. They have no economic problem. And similarly, one ant, he wants only a grain of sugar. He sees it has got problems. Where to find out that grain? So the problem and no problem, because we do not believe in God, we think that we provide ourselves. This idea, this atheistic idea, is a problem. That means we do not know what is God. We do not know what is God's potency. We do not know how God supplies us. Because we do not know all these things. Why? Because we do not know what is God. We think God and imagination may be like us, a little more powerful. No. God, according to Parsimony's definition, that He is completely opulent in riches, in strength, in reputation, in beauty, in knowledge, and in energy. He is complete. So if we are sons of God, just like this verse says, read it.
Mamai Bansho Jivaloki Jivakutasana Manakshastani Indriyani Kapakati Stani Karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six.
That is the problem. Because they have forgotten God, although they are part and parcel of God, the struggle for existence is there.
In this verse, the identity of the living being is clearly given. The living being is the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, eternal. It is not to be assumed that individuality in his conditioned life and in his liberated state becomes one with the Supreme Lord. He is eternally fragmented. It is clearly said, sanatana. According to the Vedic version, the Supreme Lord manifests and expands himself in innumerable expansions, of which the primary expansions are called Vishnu Tattva, and the secondary expansions are called the living entities. In other words, the Vishnu Tattva is the personal expansion, and the living entities are separated expansions. By his personal expansion, he is manifested in various forms like Lord Rama, Nrsimha, Nrsimhadeva, Vishnumurti, and all the predominating deities in the Vaikuntha planets. The separated expansions, the living entities, are eternally servitors. The personal expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the individual identities of the Godhead, are always present. Similarly, the separated expansions of living entities have their identities. As fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, the living entities have also fragmental qualities, of which independence is one. Every living entity has an individual soul, his personal individuality, and a minute form of independence. By misuse of that independence, one becomes a conditioned soul, and by proper use of independence, he is always liberated. In either case, he is qualitatively eternal, as the Supreme Lord is. In his liberated state, he is freed from this material condition, and he is under engagement of transcendental service unto the Lord. In his conditioned life, he is dominated by the material modes of nature, and he forgets the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
This is the material problem. As soon as he forgets his relationship with God, he identifies himself with the material world, that I am product of this material, the problems create. So that is also due to his forgetfulness of God. Therefore, real problem is that he has forgotten his relationship with God. Other problems, they are subsidiary, byproduct.
Yes, I agree. But don't you think it's possible that some of these other, which are true minor problems, concerns?
These minor problems will be solved if the major problem is solved. That's why you equalize. disease is taken care of, when you are out of typhoid infection, all other symptoms accompanying typhoid fever will automatically vanish.
Yes, in fact, I do say that in my sessions, but it's certainly the philosophic aspect of it.
So,
maybe it is more important.
Mm.
But it might be that in the present materialistic phase of the world,
present materialistic world, the leaders, they do not know what is God. They're almost all the leaders, they are godless. Andha, they have been described as blind leaders because they have no knowledge of God. Anghāda thānduhi rūpaniyamāna. In the Bhagavad it is said, nati vidu sāsabhati ngi viṣṇu. They do not know, people in general, they do not know that the real problem is how to approach the Supreme Lord, Viṣṇu. And the leaders, so-called leaders, who have created so many problems, they also do not know. Therefore, the leaders are blind and the followers are blind. So what is the leader? If a blind man leads other blind man.
Yes, I would agree. Yes, I would agree.
So the real problem is, as we emphasize, not principally, but this is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra says, Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. That is, human life is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth, God. No other inquiry. But they have rejected this thing. They are embarrassed with the subsequent problems. They do not know the real problem. The real problem is to inquire, what is God? What I am? What is my relationship with God? The educational requirement or advancement of science and education, everything should be employed to solve this problem. The people are now disinterested in the matter of understanding God. They think it is frivolous.
I fully agree.
Yes.
I fully agree with you.
Other problems. As you have mentioned. Therefore, we have started this Krishna consciousness movement just to manipulate this problem. People are neglecting. They are not taking very serious attention to understand about God. That is their main disease and other problems. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. As in this verse it is said that these living entities, they are part and parcel of me. So, qualitatively, God and we, living entities, we are one, qualitatively. There cannot be any problem. As God has no problem, therefore we have no problem. This is mistaken. We have created problems in our disease condition. Manasasthani indriyani, pratidhisthani parasat. As soon as we come into this material world, material existence, to lord it over, they are creating these, all the nations, all these leaders, they are creating problems because every nation wants to lord it over the nation. Just like sometimes your people, British people, they wanted to expand their empire, lord it over. Now the Russians are trying in a different way. The Americans are trying in different way. Sometimes before France tried, Napoleon. Sometimes Germans tried. So they are coming and going. They cannot. It is not possible. So this endeavor to lord it over the material nature without caring for God, the Supreme Lord, that is real disease. Then all other problems come. Therefore, if we try to cure the real disease, godlessness, no understanding of God. Just like you have mentioned many times, you have not given any definite idea what is God. In your statement, no place I find that you have got a definite idea, here is God. That there is no statement. So,
I would say that God to me is the manifestation of this divine entity, partly with myself and partly outside, one which we can approach, and that gives, as I say,
but he cannot give a figure. That's why we give figure. Here is God, Krishna, with fruit in his hand. He's so beautiful, with a feather, peacock feather on his head. These are the people in the
many figures. It's a really dark.
Many figures, maybe. But we have to be a serious student. His Vedic literature is the original literature. Other literary figures, they came later from historical point. That everyone will admit. And so far Vedic literature is concerned, it is authoritative, not only for the Indians, and other nations also, they are also serious students of Vedic literature. Take for Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is not only meant for the Indians and Hindus, but in all other countries, they have good study of Bhagavad Gita. They try to understand Bhagavad Gita. In the Mormons, they also, Japaners have seen, and what to speak of European countries.
You see, I should say the same of Jesus. I should say exactly the same of Jesus as you are saying, of your father.
So, from historical point of view, if you take history, then Bhagavad Gita comes first, 5,000 years ago. Whereas other things, if you take history, maybe 2,000 years. So from historical point of view, this basic literature is more authoritative. Not only from historical point of view, from rational point of view. Just like the Vedanta Sutra. When it is proposing Athata Brahma Jigyasa, then nobody can defy this proposition that this human life is specially meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Because in other life, lower than human beings, the cats and dogs, they have no power to inquire what about what is God. They cannot. Therefore, human life is developed consciousness. It is his only business to know God. So far his economic problems are concerned, that does not depend on his endeavor. It is already there. Just like cat, dog, elephant, serpent, tree, insect, bird, bee, everyone got his food. Why the human being will not have his food provided by God? Because he has left the idea that God maintains me. He is thinking his problem. But the other living entities, animals, less intelligent, they have no problem. A small bird, he has no problem. A small insect, he has no problem. But we have created our problem due to godliness. Therefore, real problem is no knowledge about God. That is the problem of the human society. At least at the present moment. Other problems are subsidiary. Because we can study other birds, beasts, animals. They have no such problem. They do not go to do business or profession or to make factories for their livelihood. But they are getting regularly. But why we should not get? If birds and these animals and they can get without any endeavor their food. So why we shall not get? We are also one of the living ones. So why should we create problems? This is the real problem is godlessness. That we depend, do not depend on God. we depend on our own endeavors, exploitation of the material resources. Therefore, you have created problems. Therefore, these problems are due to our godlessness. Therefore, real problem is to know God. Then everything, all problems will be solved.
Yes, I would agree.
Yes. This is not my creation. This is said in the Upanishad. Tasmin vijnate sarvamedam vijnatam bhavanti. If you understand God, then everything will be understood automatically. Tasmin vijnate sarvamedam vijnatam. Therefore, the real problem is how to know God. So, everyone, all scholars, all educationists, all thinkers, they should concentrate now to this problem, how people will understand God. That will solve all other problems. As we are pushing on this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, with this group, then let people understand what is God. Then all other problems will be solved. And so far we are concerned, we may take it or not, we have no problems. Practically. Because we are simply after God. We have no other business. So therefore, we think we have no problems. Practically. We are born about 102 centers. FG, now our last ending center, where is the teacher?
207.
Yes. Where is the teacher?
Where is the teacher? Once
you get the friends. Each center, we have got around 200 devotees, at least 50, minimum 50, past 200, and we have 102 centers. And mostly, they are not Indians. They are Europeans and Americans, Canadians, whose standard of living is better than Indian. But we are providing them with place, with food, with car, with all comfort, but we have no problem. Krishna, God, is providing us. So similarly, if we actually, we have to depend on God. It is artificially we are thinking that we can solve our problem. You cannot. If you could solve your problem, then nobody would die. You have got the best medicine, best medical help. Why one man dies even after best medicine and best physician? What is your answer? Therefore, unless God gives protection, your so-called best physician, best medicine will not solve the problem. It is practice. Now, at present moment, we have got the best physician and best medical treatment, then nobody should die. So why they are dying? So how can we solve the problem?
Medicine hasn't solved all the problems.
Therefore, he cannot solve his problem. Therefore, you have to admit that you cannot be, you may be advanced in so many things. But the real problem, as Bhagavad Gita says, janma mrityu jarabhyadhi. Real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Now, you are in a best, in the midst of the best nation. Now you are getting old. I am also getting old. This is a problem. I don't want to get old. But it is coming by fall and giving me trouble. And where is the solution of this problem? One is getting disease. Where is the solution of this problem? Nobody wants to die. And where is the solution of the problem? So we cannot solve all this problem. It is simply... Therefore, this is a problem. And nobody wants to be old. But old age is coming. So, It is not possible. There's so many problems, material problems that we are facing. That is not possible. Just like this European people, they are facing with war every 10 years and every 15 years. First World War, Second World War. And they are trying to solve it. First of all, there was League of Nations, you know that. That failed. Again, this United Nations, what they are doing? They cannot solve. It is not possible. That you have to admit that we have failed to solve all the problems. Then why you have failed? Because there is no bhakti. Harava bhakta suputo mahadavana monorathena sato dhavato bhi. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, he has no good qualities. He will simply hover on the mental plane. Let me solve this problem. And when he says, alright, let me try this. When he says, alright, let me try this. This is good. Where is the solution? There is no solution. Simply mental speculation. The so-called endeavor for solving the problem. This is simply mental speculation. It is not possible to solve without the grace of God. It is just like nowadays in India, there is great scarcity of rain. Not only in India, every part of the world. And it will increase. Increase. It is stated in the Bhagavad. That anavrishti, for want of rain, for want of foodstuff, and people will be taxed very much by the government. So one side, famine and scarcity of rain, and other side, governments, operation for taxing. In this way, people will be faced with so many problems, perhaps, that they will give up their hut and home, will go to the forest and mountain. This justice. Where is the solution? This is like what? People are being harassed more and more by taxation. Now, what if there is no rent, what you can cost? What is in your hand?
Just sometimes some people were talking to me about how the green revolution in India, the agriculture, they developed new grains and seeds, hybrids, for producing so much grains. And they said, now we have this green revolution to solve the problems of the underdeveloped countries. Now it's not raining.
Therefore, you are dependent on rain.
No green.
So Bhagavad Gita says, for jannat anna sambhava. Unless there is rain, how you can produce grain? It's not possible. So therefore, ultimately, you have to depend on God.
All living beings subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna or sacrifice, and yajna is born of prescribed duties.
Where is this attempt to perform sacrifices? There is more. There is altogether more. So how can expect yajna bhavati parjanya? These are the nature's law. If you do not admit the favor of the Providence. Well, yajna means to satisfy the Supreme. Yajna. Krishna's another, God's another name is yajna. Yajna. So we should work for Krishna. Yajna. Yajna bhavati.
Yajna bhavati parjanya.
Yajna. Then there will be regular supply of rain. And in Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, it is said that Pajjanya Kama Bhavartha Pajjanya, who gave all our necessities of life by this rainfall. And this rainfall is possible when there is performance of Jandha. So we are not following this. How this promise can be solved? The real problem is therefore godlessness. They define God. They plan to solve all problems by their so-called advancement of knowledge. But practically you see, the so-called advancement of knowledge cannot solve any problem. The same example, take the advancement of knowledge. There is best physician, best medicine. Then nobody should die. The death is there, the problem is there. Then what is the use of this advancement? Because the real problem is godlessness. They do not know what is God. Therefore, all our endeavors should be engaged. How to understand God scientifically. We do not say that you accept somebody as God blindly. No, that is not all. Try to understand. Then you find, what is that? Forget that idam si punsang tapasat sutatsava. By austerity, by education, by finding the advancement of knowledge, by everything, try to understand God. If you are a scientist, you try to understand scientifically. If you are a philosopher, try to understand God philosophically. Because ultimate goal is God. That is the real goal. So therefore, my request to exalt a personality like you, because you are engaged, religious experience, research. So the research is a goal, but real we are giving the result of the research was. Harava bhaktasya putava mahadusa. Everything is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Unless there is God consciousness, all such research work will not give us any relief. So the scientist, the philosopher, the economist, or politician, everyone should concentrate. Let the politician understand political God. There is only thing, their answer. How politically the administrative class, they can become God conscious, the members of parliament. Everything is there. Similarly, scientists, they can also become God conscious. Philosophers, they can become God conscious. So, that is required now. Otherwise, the so-called advancement of knowledge or economic development, there is no question of economic development, because after all we are depending. If there is no rent, 2, 3 years, 5 years, if there is no rent, all economic development is finished. So the rent is in the hands of God. We have to look forward, upward, when the rain is coming. But the jnan bhavati pajjanna, pajjanna anna sambhava.
Even now they are complaining that there is insufficient rainfall anywhere.
Yes.
When they find on the buses, pray for rain. But will they pray to God for rain? They won't even pray.
Yeah, ultimately they have to pray. When there was war, the church is asked all citizens to go to the church and pray. Similarly, Germans also, they pray. Some of them, after their prayer, and the prayer was not fulfilled, they became atheists. Yes. They have taken God and God as supply. I declare war without sanction of God. And when there is reverse condition, I pray to God. Same. You see. God will not ask, did you declare the war consulting me? At that time there is no need of war. The politicians, by their wings, all right, declare war.
Another part of work is directed towards increasing the knowledge of God.
Yes.
That is what we are setting out to do.
Yes.
By studying the action of God
to
a number of people.
That endeavor, I think we can help you. If you're really serious, we can help you.
Well, I'm hoping later on, at the moment, we are creating experiences rather than the rest of the world. But I'm hoping to connect experiences from the East too. The present High Commissioner for India.
Now, what High Commissioner of India does know?
He's,
you have to approach the real person.
But he's very, he is interested in what we are doing.
Everyone should be interested. That is office.
He has an office to put
people,
a number of people in India.
Sarvijnani, the basic injunction is Sarvijnana Samsa Guru Meva Vivache Samitpani Sotiyam Namanista. You should approach one who knows why this Samsa and High Samsa and this Samsa and the politics. Useless. I can tell you frankly, this is useless attempt.
First,
he's
a politician for knowledge
himself.
Oh, no, but he is interested.
The Hindus say everyone should be official interest. What does he know about that?
Official
interest. It is official interest.
Well,
if you are curious about this research, why? He should approve somebody who knows God.
Well,
because,
he gave me a great manifestation, produced by his father, I think, of yoga.
What is this yoga? Do you know what is this yoga?
I don't know what the name
is. You think that you by the yoga system, you can understand God? Are you conversant to the yoga system?
I don't know. It's not my...
This is an advertisement, yoga, meditation. There is a science, regular science of God. You have to understand by the science. But if you do not know what is the science, it is not possible. But here, it is a vijnan, vijnan in science. Tad vijnana samsa guru mai avigatse. Tami pani sutyam de. Discuss these points in the Bhagavad Gita. Then, the real science, if you want to know God, you have to know from God. Otherwise, you cannot know God.
That's exactly what we are trying to do, understand, from the manifestations of God in the experience of present-day people. That is just what we are doing.
No, why manifestation? Why not directly from God? Why you are after manifestation? If there is direct, you can approach.
Why would we ask that? Directly from God.
Yes. If there is that such opportunity, why should you give us? This Bhagavad Gita is direct experience from God.
Well,
you study Bhagavad Gita carefully, you get direct experience.
I think we can get it too for present day man.
Present day man, that's all right. But one who knows God, that is. You cannot understand the science of God from storekeepers. That is not possible. He must be welcome by science. Tadvidhi panipatena paripasnena rishi. That is direction. Tadvidhi panipatena paripasnena kevaya. Upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattva darshi.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
So, everything, any scientific matter, we have to know from the person who knows it. Manifestation? Just try to understand directly from God. Krishna, Lord Krishna, is accepted by all scholars, all sentient persons, past and present, the Supreme Lord. Ahuktam Vishayu Sadhvi. Find out that first. Parabrahma paramdhama tovittam paramam bhava. So my request is that you try to, you are a research scholar, you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, and I can help you, or our students can help you if there is any difficulty. Here is the science of God. That's the plan.
Arjuna Uvacha, Parangam Haparam Thama, Pavitram Paramang Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Devyam Mahi Devamajam Devum, Ahustvam Rishayat Sarve, Devarshi Naradasthata, Pasito Devalu Mayata, Vayam Chaiva Sahishine.
Arjuna said,
You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. All the great sages such as Narada, Vasika, Devala, and Vyasa proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me.
This is just Jesus or Paul or the other Christians that say just the same thing. It's all part of the same.
It's more, but it's
the same.
It's completely valid, whereas someone, it depends upon his perception of God, and that has to be measured according to certain standards. You can't, you say someone will say, well, I've experienced something of God, I have to measure his perception by some standard. And the standard that's in these shots or the scriptures is an absolute standard.